ABC Radio Australia.
Well, two more cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in Fiji, taking the total number to 51, and two existing patients are reported to be in intensive care after their condition deteriorated. The new cases are both described as local transmissions, with one from Vunimono cluster and a man who's been in isolation since May 12th, and the other is a healthcare worker from Koloisuva isolation ward. The capital, Suva, remains in lockdown as the town of Nasori and Lotoka Hospital, where more than 400 patients and staff have reached the midpoint of a 21-day containment period. Jordan Fennell has been speaking with the president of Fiji's Nurses Association, Dr. Alisi Vunidabola, who has raised concerns over the treatment of the nurses inside Lotoka Hospital, where she says basic supplies are running low.
All of us are concerned. Not only the nurses, the general public is also affected in a lot of ways. But for our nurses, their concern continues. And now what we're getting from those who are within the lockdown areas, within the hospital, they're worried over their personal needs. They're running out their toiletries and things like that. And no one is allowed to get to them. Because the nurses that are telling us about their physical concerns, some of them are worried over their children, their families, and we don't really know how to get to them. So the nurses in especially in the Lotoka Hospital, they require to have calling cards and data. They need toiletries.
So you're hearing from the inside that people are not actually getting those toiletries and packs?
One of our national council members is in charge of a unit within the hospital. And so she's the one who tells us the needs and what SMA could do.
And then just in terms, I guess, of the broader COVID-19 situation at the moment, as a medical professional and in the medical world, how are you feeling just as this outbreak sort of continues on? There's obviously small increases of cases every day. What's your perspective on that?
I think the Ministry of Health should have had a full lockdown. Right? But once the second outbreak came out, we should have been more consultative and worked with the people in the community to mobilize community support and try and lock down the country and get everyone screened. But instead, we have locked down pockets of communities all over Fiji, at least on Fiji level, on the main island, and then allowed the other people to be traveling around. And I think that's further community transmission.
And where you are at the moment with how everything is going, do you think there still should be a full country lockdown or further measures taken moving forward?
Yeah, I think there should be a full country lockdown. Right now, only Suva is on a Suva and Nasori, which is the capital, and towards the eastern part of Suva. We are only complete for 4 days in a lockdown. And while the other part of the country is still moving around. And that's where the community transmission is.
But you were saying before that it looks like you're in it for the long haul. Do you expect, from what you're seeing just with case numbers and everything, that this could continue for quite a while?
The way things are going, we have been, our numbers for community transmission is really getting high. Most of those that now diagnosed are coming from the community, and some of them don't even know their contact. We have an app that, the Fiji Care app is supposed to be recording all this data, movements and things like that. But Fiji is such that not everybody has a smartphone. In the community, some may have the old kind of phones that can't do any. You can't store any apps. We're just looking at what's happening at the moment and how things are going. And it just seems that our Ministry of Health doesn't really know what they're doing.
That's the president of the Fiji Nurses Association, President Dr. Alisi Vundi Nabola, and she was talking there to Jordan Fennell.